Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Part of Michael Jackson's legacy was his crossover success with the wide audience. And it's something that many Motown artists achieved, but Jackson actually took it to a new level. He was the first black artist to get regular airplay on MTV, and this song actually helped expand his audience further by bringing in some of the Van Halen listeners. Eddie Van Halen actually played the guitar solo on the song Beat It. Eddie's connection to Quincy Jones was through Ted Templeton, who was Van Halen's producer and friend with Jones at the time, and did it as a favor for Quincy while not getting paid. Unless, of course, you count the 2 6-packs of beer Jones brought into the studio for Eddie. Beat It was a key track to Jackson's rise to superstardom. The lyrics are about life on the streets and gang activity, something that Jackson was very detached from. He was schooled by tutors his whole life and, as you know, became a star at the age of 5. So his interpretation of two gangs coming together to rumble was actually based on what he'd seen, specifically West Side Story, which used gangs as musical art, which explains his video. Now, Jackson was encouraged by Quincy Jones to write something like My Sharona, which was a huge hit for the Knack in 1979, and this is what he put together. Michael Jackson, Beat It, is your KQAK 435 Flashback.